see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Vaccinate.
Bad idea.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
COVID.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Hello, greetings and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. Thank you once again for joining me. Today is September 20th, 2021. And what we're seeing is the official narrative just imploding. We're seeing a lot of pushback all over the world. Australia, many areas of Australia are just turning into a police state, and we're seeing masses of people push back against the tyranny, which is a good thing to see. We've seen it in New York City. We've seen it in France. We've seen it all over the place. People are getting pissed off at all of this tyranny that's been unfolding. Here in the States, they are flooding the southern border. Masses of immigrants coming across the southern border into Texas. One of the areas that I became aware of was Del Rio, where it went from about 1,000 Haitian migrants to 15,000 in a little over than a week. They're just flooding the borders. This is part of the UN's agenda called replacement migration, too. We've seen in Europe the destabilization of entire countries with this mass migration, and this is part of the plan to destabilize Western civilization. We've seen droves of healthcare workers just resigning over these forced vaccine mandates. Just a couple weeks ago, our cadaver in chief, Sleepy Uncle Joe, basically got before the cameras and said that all employers with a workforce of over 100 people need to vaccinate their workforce. So they're trying to mandate it. In a lot of the red states, there's been pushback against these mandates, which are completely in violation of human rights, in violation of the Nuremberg Code, and they're unlawful. But they're still trying to do this.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
This is what the creeper in chief said, that we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. I mean, the nerve of that is just unbelievable. This is unprecedented. But again, the good news is that we're seeing a lot of pushback. So before I continue today, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to the readers, the listeners, and the patrons. I really appreciate the support. I appreciate your time and attention. And as always, it's great to be spending time again with you. Been a little while since I've done this, but I'm glad to be back again doing it. So got some things to cover today. I mean, it's incredible. The information just keeps on coming forward. I keep seeing lots of people that have the courage enough to get on one of these platforms and share their experiences with the horrific side effects of these vaccines. I applaud their courage, and we're seeing more and more and more people come forward, break their silence, and, you know, try to warn people about the potential negative effects of these, what they're calling vaccines, but which aren't vaccines at all. They are experimental gene-modifying injections. So it's good, too, to see people coming forward and, you know, sharing their experiences so that others, you know, could be aware of what's happening. And it's been really amazing. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have a few pieces I'd like to share today. The first piece here, it's from Natural News, the headline, Australia going full Soviet over COVID-19. Government officials now encouraging citizens to rat out neighbors who are having friendly conversations. Now, we've seen these calls to rat on people from, you know, the U.S. government, from many governments. This is unbelievable. They don't want you to have conversations. It's just, oh, amazing. Man, I saw this film. I want to say it was Victoria. It might have been Melbourne. I'll try to find a video and post it on the DougMichaelTruth.com website for you, ladies and gentlemen. It was a group of uniformed thugs, you know, cops in Australia. I want to say Victoria. I'm not sure, though. And a group of people just bum rush the cops and overwhelm them. There's a lot of pushback, and there's going to be a lot more as these tyrants tighten the screws. Okay, so this article reads in part, as we've been reporting, Western leaders are proving that deep down they are really tyrants, just like the authoritarian regimes they claim to oppose, as we are increasingly seeing in the age of COVID-19. In the U.S., one Democratic leader after another locked down their communities and their states and then kept them locked down for as long as possible, destroying jobs, their economies, and countless lives in the process. Those same leaders pushed citizens to get vaccinated on the premise that if they did, they could have their lives back. But now they've pulled the rug out on vaccinated people, demanding that even though they're vaccinated, they show proof to participate in society and still be forced to wear a mask anyway. This is true, ladies and gentlemen, because as we'll get to, the people that are getting sick now are those who have had this fake vaccine. This Delta variant is hitting those who've had the shots. So this is the agenda we've been talking about for the last 19 months, that the shot really is the bioweapon. Okay, the article goes on. The same things are happening in Canada. Yeah, Canada and many areas of Australia, like total police state, total tyrannical takeover. Europe and elsewhere across the Western zone of influence, including Australia, where the tyrannical government has not only called up the country's military to enforce COVID restrictions, but is behaving more like the old Soviet Union. Australian officials, having legislated the stay-at-home order for New South Wales, have instructed their citizens to report all infringements of COVID regulations, including those committed by neighbors and co-workers. Do not let your guard down, Premier Gladys Berejiklian, leader of the Liberal Party, commanded during a press conference late last month. She said, quote, if you see somebody not doing the right thing, please report it. In other words, snitch on your neighbors. She went further and pressed Australian citizens to report anything which is not according to the health rules, anywhere, anytime, and includes their friends, co-workers, and neighbors. That is chilling, coming from a leader in a Western democracy. Dr. Kerry Chant, the chief medical officer for New South Wales, is also working to keeping people safe by discouraging social interactions and neighborly exchanges. In a press conference earlier in July, Chant said, whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. Engaging in conversation. Can you imagine that, ladies and gentlemen? Don't talk to your friends or family. We wouldn't want you discussing the tyranny that we're, you know, unleashing on you. Now it's time for minimizing your interactions with others. Well, tell you what, the good advice would be to minimize your interaction with those who were recently given this shot to avoid spike protein shedding. And we've seen this phenomenon too. It goes on. Even if you have a mask, do not think it affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we are not coming into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk. And just last week, the national government launched Operation Stay at Home, which is self-explanatory and which involves a 21,000 personnel operation, including 18,000 uniformed thugs, you know, police officers, and 800 members of the Australian Defence Force to enforce public health orders. So this goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Again, a reminder to anyone that might be new on the Podbean platform, if you go to DougMichaelTruth.com, to the right, just under the audio player, you'll see a huge link that says view the show links. All the articles I'm referencing will be posted there. There'll be videos and sometimes memes and other things like that. So each episode, if you go to the site and you click on the view the show links, there's a lot of information with each episode. And if you go back to when David and I started talking about this 19 months ago, I think you'll see just a ton, a wealth of information. So if you got the time and you want to do that, the links will be there. Next piece I have, this is from The Defender. This was dated August 23rd. The headline, study, fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times viral load, pose threat to unvaccinated patients and coworkers. This is what I just mentioned, the spike protein shedding. We are seeing people that have not taken the shot come down with illness simply being around those who recently did take the shot. They're calling it shedding. All right, this article reads in part, a groundbreaking preprint paper by the prestigious Oxford University Clinical Research Group published August 10th in The Lancet includes alarming findings devastating to the COVID vaccine rollout. The study found vaccinated individuals carry 251 times the load of COVID-19 viruses in their nostrils compared to the unvaccinated. While moderating the symptoms of infection, the jab allows vaccinated individuals to carry unusually high viral loads without becoming ill at first, potentially transforming them into pre-symptomatic super spreaders. This phenomenon may be the source of the shocking post-vaccination surges in heavily vaccinated populations globally. The paper's authors, Chow et al., demonstrated widespread vaccine failure and transmission under tightly controlled circumstances in a hospital lockdown in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. The scientists studied healthcare workers who were unable to leave the hospital for 2 weeks. The data showed that fully vaccinated workers about 2 months after injection with the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine acquired, carried, and presumably transmitted the Delta variant to their vaccinated colleagues. They almost certainly also passed the Delta infection to susceptible unvaccinated people, including their patients. Sequencing of strains confirmed the workers transmitted SARS-CoV-2 to one another. I'll leave it there with that one, ladies and gentlemen. And we've seen reports of this like crazy all over the place from all over the world. We've had whistleblowers, including the former VP of Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, come forward and say that these alleged vaccines are actually a way to kill you. What we're seeing is a massive eugenics operation. But again, the good news is that people are starting to wake up and are pushing back against this big time. So that's the good news. I truly believe that in the end, this consortium's plan will fail, but they'll cause as much suffering as they can, including manufactured food shortages, which we'll come to in just a little minute here, too. This has been going on for quite a while. I mean, I'm noticing in the supermarkets near where I live, they're not completely empty, but they're certainly not stocked to capacity. And I've been asking people all over the place if they're noticing the same thing where they live, and many of them are. So I've noticed that again, the shelves aren't completely bare yet, but they're certainly not stocked to capacity. Certain items you can't find. There's a poultry shortage. I talked to one of the workers in a local supermarket. I was just looking for a package of chicken wings, which used to be abundant. And I said, is there a shortage of wings? And she said, there's a shortage of poultry. She said, we're having a hard time really keeping stocked up. So something to be aware of, you know. I've been warning my listeners for a while now to get stocked up on some canned goods, some water, and maybe medical supplies, things like that that you may think are practical. Okay, next piece I have here is from The Sun. Here's the headline. The big problem, new virus variant COVID-22 could be more deadly than Delta, experts warn. Well, here we go. They're just going to keep on saying new variant, new variant, new variant. And what we're seeing is the injected beginning to come down with these strains and get sick. But what does the cadaver in chief here say?
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The article reads in part, a new variant dubbed COVID-22 could be more deadly than the world-dominating Delta, an expert has warned. Immunologist Professor Dr. Cy Reddy said, we, quote, have to prepare for a new emerging variant in 2022 that could pose a big risk. Yeah. That's going to be when you see all these people that got the shot starting to drop dead because their immune system has been shut off. So they're pulling out all the stops. They're not going to stop. And they're, in my opinion, they're going to keep just announcing new strains, as the people that have been injected start dropping. All right, the article goes on just a little bit. The Zurich-based scientists warned it was inevitable that concerning variants that already exist, like Delta, Beta, and Gamma, will combine to make a strain more capable. Okay. Professor Reddy said, quote, COVID-22 could get worse than what we are witnessing now. If such a variant appears, we have to recognize it as early as possible, and the vaccine manufacturers have to adapt the vaccine quickly.
Vaccinate.
Bad idea.
The emergence of this new variant is the big risk. We have to prepare for it. And I'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a load of propaganda. You could read it for yourself. This is what we're seeing all over the place. They're pushing this whole idea of new variant, new variant. Well, how could you have a new variant when the original strain has never been isolated or even proven to exist? Now, again, I'm not suggesting that people aren't getting sick. I do know a few people personally who, well, they were diagnosed with the fake PCR test as having COVID-19, but they definitely were sick. They complained about one person I know said it was like a real massive flu. He couldn't lift his head off the pillow, felt like shit for a while. And then the other person I know was in the hospital for 9 days. He said it was like a massive pneumonia. His lungs were filling up. And, you know, so I don't doubt that people are getting sick. We know that they've redesignated influenza to call it COVID. There's a whole bunch of things going on here. So I'm not doubting that people are getting sick and dying. But what I will say emphatically is the official narrative is a load of shit from start to finish, that there is an agenda here. And that agenda is to create this great reset, to create a cashless society, to vaccinate as many people as they can with this poison, and to reduce the global population. Next piece I have, this is from The Defender from August 25th. Here's the headline. Two giant investment firms control almost everything you buy. Here's why you should care. Reads in part, BlackRock and Vanguard hold large interests in pivotal companies, and Vanguard holds a large share of BlackRock. BlackRock, the only private firm that has financial agreements to lend money to the central banking system, has been called the fourth branch of the government. There's just a few points here, and there's a video attached to it. I will post this, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely worth checking out. And here's the points. Behind the scenes of many of the companies that provide the products and services you use each day are two investment firms that own more shares than other shareholders. The list includes social media, transportation, news media, food manufacturers, and pharmaceutical companies. BlackRock and Vanguard hold large interests in pivotal companies, and Vanguard holds a large share of BlackRock. In turn, BlackRock has been called the fourth branch of government by Bloomberg, as they are the only private firm that has financial agreements to lend money to the central banking system. BlackRock also developed the software used by the Fed to manage financial transactions. One Princeton University lecturer has said BlackRock controls the Federal Reserve and has more power than most governments. Ascertaining who owns large portions of Vanguard is more difficult, as it is a private company that is not publicly traded. It's important to think globally, but act locally to protect your civil rights, including supporting state legislators who support your right to choose health care. Until recently, it has appeared that economic competition has been driving the rise and fall of small and large companies across the U.S. Supposedly, PepsiCo is Coca-Cola's competitor, Apple and Android are vying for your loyalty, and Pfizer and Bayer are battling for your pharmaceutical dollars. But what is revealed in this video, using publicly available data you can check, is that this has been an illusion. On the surface, all appears to be the same as it always has been, but the growth of a few corporations beginning in the mid-70s has all but destroyed the competitive market on which America's strength has rested. As demonstrated in the video, a quick look through Yahoo Finance shows that Vanguard and BlackRock have been the puppet masters behind nearly every large industry that affects your life. As you can quickly discern, the global economy may be the greatest illusionary trick ever pulled over the eyes of people around the world. Without doubt, we are in a new place and facing new challenges. It will take accurate information and local action to continue to have the right to take control of your health. So this goes on. I recommend you watch the video, and I'll just finish with this a little bit. I mean, we're talking about basically two corporations that basically own everything. You know, this is a global corporate system. And what we're seeing occur with the whole pandemic is a global corporate takeover. Again, they want to cash the society. They want to completely monitor, track, and trace every human being. And if there isn't pushback, if the people just bow down and accept this, what will manifest will be a completely dystopian society. And we're on the verge of this. Okay, as you go through the list of companies in which Vanguard and BlackRock strategically hold a large investment interest, consider how the products and services provided by these companies are inextricably intertwined with your daily life. And here's a partial list of companies: Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Amazon, Alibaba, Pfizer, Bayer, AstraZeneca, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, Microsoft, Apple, Netflix, Reuters, Viacom, AT&T, Tesla, The New York Times, Agricultural Bank of China, FedEx, American Airlines, United Airlines, Zimmer Biomet Holdings, Volkswagen, Ford Motor Company. You may recognize many of these names, and some may not be as recognizable. You can do your own search on Yahoo Finance, typing in the company and clicking Holdings in the navigation bar. The companies span a variety of aspects of daily life, including social media, shopping, food manufacturing, technology and software, pharmaceutical companies, entertainment, communications, airlines, medical equipment, transportation, holiday companies, car companies, world media. Okay, I'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen, and I will post this. There is a video attached to this called Who Owns the World? And I recommend you watching it. Very interesting. Next piece I have here, also from The Defender. This is from August 20th. The headline: COVID vaccine injury reports jump by 27,000 in 1 week. FDA pulls bait and switch with Pfizer vaccine approval. Now, let me just add this here. We had the cadaver in chief.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Who lied blatantly to the American people, saying that this vaccine wasn't approved by the FDA, and that's not true. They approved a vaccine called Coviarity, I believe it's called, which isn't even available in this country. So this is all just smoke and mirrors to try to trick people into willingly rolling up their sleeve and taking this poisonous gene-modifying therapy. Okay, this article reads in part: Veyer's data released Friday by the CDC showed a total of 623,343 reports of adverse events from all age groups following COVID vaccines, including 13,627 deaths and 84,466 serious injuries between December 14, 2020 and August 20, 2021. That's pretty significant. That's more vaccine damage than all the vaccine damages ever recorded since they started recording with the VAERS system in the early 90s, I believe it was. And this article reads in part: data released today by the CDC showed that between December 14th, 2020 and August 20th, 2021, a total of 623,343 total adverse events were reported to VAERS, including 13,627 deaths, an increase of 559 over the data released last week. And ladies and gentlemen, these numbers keep climbing. We know damn well that the VAERS system is highly inaccurate. Some people have said that only between 1 and 10% of adverse events or injuries or death ever get reported. So again, multiply those numbers by 10, you probably have a far more accurate picture of the amount of injuries and illness and deaths that these fake vaccines are causing. There were 84,466 reports of serious injuries, including deaths, during the same time period, up 3,416 compared with the previous week. Excluding foreign reports filed in VAERS, 488,318 adverse events, including 6,128 deaths and 38,765 serious injuries, were reported in the U.S. between December 14th and August 20th. I'll leave that there, ladies and gentlemen. There's a bunch of data here. I recommend you go through it and really get informed of what's occurring. And you know what's funny? Well, it's not funny, but I find it interesting, is that there's been a number of people who've had the shot, then they get sick, and they say, oh, thank God I had the shot. It could have been worse. And you've got doctors telling this to people, too. You've got people that have had the shot, they get sick, and then the doctors say, well, thank God you had the shot. Would have been worse. No, let me explain. See, an immunization is supposed to provide immunity from whatever it is that a person is being immunized for. This is something else. This is something completely different. Gene-modifying technology. People need to really become aware of this and make informed decisions as to whether or not they're going to trust the health agencies and the government and the media and put this crap in their bodies. Next piece I have here is from LeoHoman.com. Here's the headline: the rising biomedical security state is determined to use COVID to reduce every human being to a QR code. Well, this is what they want, ladies and gentlemen. They want human 2.0, remote-controlled human beings. And again, I don't think that their agenda is going to be successful in the long run. I think it's doomed to fail, but they're going to cause a lot of suffering. They're not going to go so willingly. You know what I mean? Okay, this reads in part. Without fanfare and with hardly a peep from the corporate-owned establishment media, the UN World Health Organization issued a document last week that should set off alarm bells for lovers of freedom and liberty everywhere. The document provides guidance for every nation in the world on how to go about implementing digital health passports, which is something Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and other power elites have said since last year would be absolutely essential to conquering the COVID pandemic.
Vaccinate.
Bad idea.
The title alone of the document appears designed to repel the average reader and lull them to sleep. And the title is Digital Documentation of COVID-19 Certificates, Vaccination Status, Technical Specifications, and Implementation Guidance. The WHO is working with the U.S. CDC to produce a high-value standard for international adoption and technical information exchange. In layman's terms, we're talking about a digital health passport. These passports, as we've covered in depth in previous articles, are meant for no other purpose than to track and trace the movement of people in real time, scooping up data all along the way. In other words, one of the most basic rights in any free society, the freedom of movement, will be shattered in your city, state, or nation. I'm sorry, if your city, state, or nation follows the advice of the WHO, the World Economic Forum, or any of its tech partners such as Microsoft, IBM, Google, Facebook, etc. The WHO paper states its purpose is to provide standards and specs for the governments and contractors seeking to impose digital vaccine passports on global populations. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in New York City, they already have vaccine passports. You cannot go into a pub or a restaurant, a sporting event, a theater, a concert without showing your proof of vaccine. At least they're starting to implement this. I've seen films of people being denied service in restaurants because they can't prove whether they've had the kill shot. So they are trying to roll this out. And again, the good news is we are starting to see a lot of pushback. So I'll leave that one there too, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I mean, some of these are real long, and I'm just summing them up. If you go to the Doug Michael Truth site, click on View the Show links, they will all be posted there for you to check out at your leisure if you so desire to do so. Next piece I have, this is also from Health Impact News from September 9th. It reads in part, Public Health in UK reports 80% of COVID deaths in August were vaccinated, 70% higher hospitalization rate also among vaccinated. Now, we told you months ago this is what's going to happen. You watch, you see that the people who have been vaccinated are going to start to get sick. Probably, you know, I estimated it would be around the winter months, you know, when the cold and flu season arrives, probably late September, where we are now, into October, November, as the weather gets colder. Well, we're already seeing the vaxxed become injured and die. And, you know, I keep seeing these videos of young, healthy teenagers, you know, many of them like accomplished athletes. They're totally healthy. They get the shot and then they get myocarditis, inflammation around the heart. This has been happening like crazy too. And again, I applaud the people that are brave enough to come forward and share their experiences in the face of the ridicule, in the face of the shaming that's been going on. That's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. I saw this little video of Don Lemon, fucking talking head for CNN, get up there and basically encourage his viewers to shame people who dare to not trust, you know, these corrupted health agencies or these corrupted politicians and get their jab. So they're creating this. This is just another line of division. The vaxxed, the unvaxxed, you know, racial division, sexual division, income, you name it. And now here's just another one to add to the list in this divide and conquer game. And a lot of people are going to fall for that, shun their own families. Well, you know, how do I put it? You know, there's two types of people. You've got what seems to be the majority that just passively believe whatever they're told to believe, whatever comes through the damn TV. And then you've got the minority, which will actually go out of their way to gather data, to research, and to, you know, make their own analysis based on the information available. Okay, headline exclusive, 80% of COVID-19 deaths in August were people who have been vaccinated, according to public health data. Here's some excerpts. Further evidence proving the COVID-19 vaccination program is a huge failure has been released, which confirms throughout the whole of August, 80% of the people who allegedly died of COVID-AIDS had been vaccinated against the disease. 80%, ladies and gentlemen, of the people who allegedly died of COVID had been vaccinated against the disease. This is just what we told you was going to happen. The vaccinated are going to start getting sick. And they're going to blame the unvaxxed, which they've been doing. It makes no sense. Okay, this person has been immunized, right? Immunized against this illness. And then they get sick and they blame the people who may have been reluctant, not so ready to inject a gene-modifying therapy into their bodies. They would blame us. It's incredible. And what's even more incredible is you got mindless, stupid people that will believe it. Take a look at the latest COVID-19 statistical report released by Public Health Scotland on September 8th, 2021. According to Table 16 of the report, between August 28th, 2021 and September 3rd, 2021, there were 36 admissions to hospital related to COVID-19 among the unvaccinated over 60 population, while there were 7 admissions on the partly vaccinated population. However, there were a huge 299 admissions among the fully vaccinated over 60 population, and the same pattern can be seen for the weeks previous, all the way back to the 7th of August, 2021. In all, for the week of 28th August to September 3rd, 2021, there were 271 hospitalizations among the entire unvaccinated population, but 423 hospitalizations among the fully vaccinated population. If we base these hospitalizations occurring after the previous week's confirmed cases, then we can calculate the case hospitalization rate. In the week beginning August 21st, there were 15,047 confirmed cases among the unvaccinated population. Therefore, based on the unvaccinated hospitalization figures of 271 in the week beginning August 28th, the case hospitalizations rate is 1.7%. However, when we carry out the same calculation for the fully vaxxed population, hospitalizations 423 and cases 14,519, we can see that the case hospitalization rate is 2.9%. Therefore, this shows that the COVID-19 injections are increasing the risk of hospitalization when exposed to COVID-19 by 70%, rather than reducing the risk by the 95% claimed by the vaccine manufacturers and authorities. Well, of course, it's lie after lie after lie, ladies and gentlemen. That's all these agencies and their willing little minions do, is lie. They're professional liars. That's all they do.
Vaccinate.
Next piece I have here is from the expose dated September 13th, 2021. Here's the headline. Get the COVID-19 vaccine or starve. Joe Biden, 46th president of the United States. Joe Biden just declared war on 100 million Americans, threatening to cut them off from their livelihoods and starve out their families if they don't submit to a medical treatment they believe is bad for them. In one of the most shocking speeches ever delivered by an American president, Joe Biden threatened 100 million Americans if they don't take a vaccine that has proven that it does not stop people from getting or spreading its targeted virus. He made it clear that people have no more personal freedom or bodily integrity under the new rules in America. He said, quote, "The time for waiting is over. This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Vaccination, but our patience is wearing thin."
Yeah, patience is wearing thin with you, you fraud. Biden said he will use the U.S. Department of Labor to go after companies with 100 or more employees if they don't mandate the vaccine on their workers or require weekly testing. Violators face unspecified fines. The numbers I saw, ladies and gentlemen, was around $14,000. But you see, what we need is massive, peaceful noncompliance. Let them fine you. Don't pay it. Let them take you to court and prove their claim. They can't even prove this damn SARS-CoV-2 exists because it's never been sterilized, purified, or isolated in any lab in the world. And again, I'm not saying people aren't getting sick. I know they are, but something else is going on here. Biden also issued an open-ended threat to Republican governors using harsh rhetoric previously unheard of from an American president and delivering it with a foreboding tone. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, these tyrants have stepped out of the shadows. They're not even trying to hide anymore. They are showing their utter contempt for people. We've saw it with New York Governor Cuomo. We saw it with a lot of different governors, different prime ministers, and different health minister representatives, and you know, all across the board, we're seeing this. They're showing their contempt for you. The cadaver in chief said, "I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way." He said this of the governors he accuses of being uncooperative with federal mask and vaccine mandates. He also ordered all federal employees to get vaccinated within 75 days, after which they will be turned over to human resources for the beginning of termination proceedings. All federal contractors must also order their employees to get the shot. He ordered all 300,000 teachers who participate in the federal Head Start program to get vaccinated and called on governors to mandate the shots for all teachers. Well, you know who's not mandated to get this gene-modifying therapy? White House staff. At first, all 600,000 federal postal workers were exempt, and then they reversed that, apparently. You know who else is not mandated to have this shit? National Basketball Association players, NBA players. Now the referees and the coaches and managers will have to get it, apparently, but not the players. What he didn't want to admit is that the vaccine being pushed is not like any other and is based on all new technology called messenger RNA, which instructs the cells in your body to create the toxic spike protein that causes COVID. There have been a record number of reports of injuries and deaths through the government's vaccine adverse event reporting system, more than for all other vaccines combined since the system was established in 1990. So 31 years that this reporting system has been in place. And since the rollout of these fake vaccines, there has been far more adverse events, deaths, injuries, hospitalizations, you name it, than of all the injuries and adverse events recorded in the last 31 years. Now, if that's not enough to get people scratching their head, I don't know what would. Just turn on the TV and believe everything you're told to believe.
Television is not the truth.
Sing higher, sing higher, sing higher.
Biden said he would double the fines for airline passengers caught not wearing a mask. He said, quote, "You break the rules, be prepared to pay." I mean, the arrogance of this empty suit. Nothing but a tool. And this goes on to, ladies and gentlemen, it will be posted on DougMichaelTruth.com website. And this is incredible. I watched the speech, and I did have a vomit bag handy because I felt really sick to my stomach watching this jackass, you know, read from his teleprompter. He can't even do that. He can't even read from his teleprompter incomplete sentences. So anyone that thinks this guy's in charge of anything, you know, I don't even think he has the cognitive ability to be in charge of tying his own shoes. Okay, this is something significant. I just came across this too. This is pretty interesting. It's from Brownstone Institute. This is from September 14th, 2021. Here's the headline: "The Meaning of the FDA Resignations." Reads in part: "How significant is it that two top FDA officials responsible for vaccine research resigned last week and this week signed a letter in The Lancet that strongly warns against vaccine boosters? This is a remarkable sign that the project of government-managed virus mitigation is in the final stages before falling apart." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the narrative is imploding. It's ridiculous. It's blatantly obvious. So what I'm expecting to see probably soon is some kind of huge false flag stage managed event to shift the attention away from their fucking collapsing narrative and to shift it onto whatever they're going to pull. You know, it's just my feeling, and I don't like to make predictions, as my listeners know, but I'm almost expecting it now with the, you know, with the debacle in Afghanistan and with everything else that's been going on with this imploding narrative. I'm expecting some kind of major false flag event. I hope that doesn't happen, but I mean, if anything, this consortium is predictable, and they will do it to shift the attention to where they want the focus to be. Okay, this article goes on. The booster has already been promoted by top lockdown advocates Neil Ferguson of Imperial College and Anthony Fauci of NIH, even in the face of rising public incredulity toward their expert advice. For these two FDA officials to go on record with grave doubts, and their perspective is certainly backed by the unimpressive booster experience in Israel, introduces a major break in the narrative that the experts in charge deserve our trust and deference. Well, what's at stake here? It's about more than the boosters. It's about the whole experience of taking away the control of health management from individuals and medical professionals and handing it over to modelers and government officials with coercive power. Real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how this works. Say you're an administrator, a doctor, a nurse, whatever, in a hospital. Your orders come down from corporate, which in turn come down from the CDC or the World Health Organization. So these people just do what they're told. They follow the mandates from these corrupted health agencies. From the first week of March 2020, the U.S. embarked on a wild experiment in virus mitigation, deploying a series of measures with a sweep and scope that had never previously been attempted, not in modern times and not even in ancient times. The litany of controls and tactics is long. Many of these measures survive in most parts of the U.S. The retail landscape is filled with plexiglass. We are still invited to sanitize ourselves when going indoors. People still mask up in proximity to others. The Karens of the world are still actively shaming and denouncing anyone suspected of non-compliance. The vaccine push has been particularly divisive, with President Biden actively encouraging anger at those who don't get the jab, even as he refuses to acknowledge the existence of infection-induced immunities. In several cities, people who refuse vaccine are being denied active participation in civic life, and a populist movement is rising up that scapegoats the refuseniks as the only reason that the virus continues to be a problem. Yes, like I just said, ladies and gentlemen, they're blaming the people who are intelligent enough to actually want informed consent before they stick an untested biological agent into their bloodstream. You know, we're the new enemy. We're the heretics, right? We don't blindly follow the religion of COVID and bow down at the altar of Jabo the shot. You know, we're not like the branch COVIDians. It is a cult. You know, the hand sanitizers and masks are like rosary beads and Bibles. It's like this twisted new religion. This piece goes on. All these measures were deployed in waves of controls. It all began with event cancellations and school closures. It continued with travel bans, most of which are still in place. Sanitization and plexiglass were next. Masks were rolled out and then mandated. The principle of forced human separation governed social interactions. Capacity limits indoors were a common feature. The U.S. example inspired many governments around the world to adopt these NPIs, non-pharmaceutical interventions, and take away the liberties of the people. At each stage of control, there were new claims that we finally found the answer, the key technique that would finally slow and stop the spread of SARS-CoV-2. Nothing worked, as the virus seemed to follow its own course regardless of all these measures. Indeed, there were no observable difference anywhere in the world based on whether and to what extent any of these measures were deployed. Finally came the pharmaceutical interventions, voluntary at first, but gradually mandatory, just as with each previous protocol, began as a recommendation until it was mandated. At no point in these 19 months have we seen a clear admission of failure on the part of government officials. Indeed, it's mostly been the opposite, as the agencies double down, claiming effectiveness while citing no data or studies, while social media companies backed it all by taking down contrarian posts and brazenly deleting accounts of people who dare cite dissenting science. The vaccine was the biggest gamble of all, simply because the program was so expensive, so personal, and so wildly oversold. Even those of us who opposed every other mandate had hopes that the vaccines would finally end the public panic and provide governments a way to back out of all the other strategies that had failed. That did not happen. Well, that's right, because it's not part of the plan, ladies and gentlemen. What these elites are instituting through their agencies like the World Economic Forum is what they have called the Great Reset, a move into a digital cashless society where, as I mentioned earlier, human 2.0, they want to connect you to the cloud. They want to implant you with nanotech. We know that these alleged vaccines do contain lipid nanoparticles. How will that interact with the 5G systems? We don't know. Some people are becoming magnetic. And I saw a video of this guy that was injected. And every time he goes near a Bluetooth device, it wants to connect to him. I'll try to find that for you, too. That's disturbing. This piece goes on. Most people believe that the vaccine would work like many others before them to block infection and spread. Well, isn't that the purpose of immunizations? In this, people were merely believing what the head of the CDC said. Quote, our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, said Rochelle Walensky. And she went on, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, it's also in real-world data. Liar. She said, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Oh, I'm sorry. Biden said that. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations, reflecting what was the common view in the summer of 2021.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
COVID.
That, of course, turned out not to be the case. The vaccines appear to have been helpful in mitigating against some severe outcomes, but it did not achieve victory over the virus. Not meant to. It's going to spread this. That's its purpose. Israel's surge in infections in August was among the fully vaccinated. The same happened in the UK and Scotland, and that precise result began to hit the US in September. Indeed, we all have vaccinated friends who caught the virus and were sick for days. Meanwhile, Team Natural Immunity has received a huge boost from a large study in Israel that demonstrated that recovered COVID cases gain far more protection than is conferred by the vaccine. The fallback position then became the booster. Surely this is the answer. Israel was first to mandate them. And here again, the problems began to show as yet another magic bullet of disease mitigation failed. Then the inevitable headline came, Israel preparing for possible fourth COVID vaccine dose. So think about this, because there is a sense in which the vaccines rank amongst the biggest failures. In a matter of a few short months, we've gone from the claim that they fully protect to they are pretty okay, provided you get regularly scheduled boosters. Forever.
Vaccinate.
Bad idea.
Now to the striking resignation of two top officials at the FDA who are in charge of vaccine safety and administration. It was the director and deputy director of the Office of Vaccine Research, Marion Gruber and Philip Kaust. They gave no reason for their departure, which is scheduled for October and November. The case is fascinating because, one, people rarely resign cushy government jobs unless a higher-paying, higher-prestige job in the private sector awaits, or two, they are being pushed out. It's rare for anyone in a position like this to resign over a principled matter of science. When I first read that they were going, I figured something else was up. These days, extremely weird things are going on within the Biden administration. Even though his approval ratings are sinking, the president has to pretend that he has all the answers, that the science behind his mandates and virus war is universally settled, that anyone who disagrees with him is really just a political enemy. He has gone so far as to denounce, demonize, and legally threaten red state governors who disagree with him. This is a deep problem for actual scientists working within the bureaucracy, because they know for sure that all of this is a pretense and that the government cannot win this war on the virus. They simply cannot preside over more false promises, especially when the whole of their professional training is about assessing the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. So what can they do? In this case, it appears they had to get away before they dropped a bombshell. The bombshell is called Considerations in Boosting COVID-19 Vaccine Immune Responses. It appears in the prestigious British medical journal The Lancet. The two top officials are among the authors. The article recommends against the COVID booster shot that the Biden administration, following Fauci's advice, is suggesting as the key to making the vaccines work better and finally, you know, fulfill their promise. Fauci and company are pushing boosters because they know it is coming. Essentially, we are going the way of Israel. Most everyone is vaccinated, but the virus itself is not being controlled. More and more among those hospitalized and dying are vaccinated. And this same trend is coming to the U.S. The boosters are a means by which government can save face, or so many believe. The trouble now is that the top scientists at the FDA disagree. Further, they think that the push for boosters is courting problems. They think the current regime of one or two shots is working as well as one can expect. Nothing is gained on net from a booster, they say. There just isn't enough evidence to take the risk of another booster and another and another. And this goes on also, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty significant that two top FDA vaccine researchers have resigned and published that paper in The Lancet, which is the most prestigious medical journal in the world, saying that they don't think the boosters are a good idea. I mean, that's pretty significant. This next piece I have, ladies and gentlemen, is from the National File. It's dated September 14th, 2021. Here's the headline. Israeli study, fully vaxxed, are 27 times more likely to get COVID compared to people with natural immunity. A new study out of Israel, pending peer review, has found that fully vaccinated people are 27 times more likely to get infected with COVID-19, develop symptoms, and 8 times more likely to experience hospitalization than unvaxxed people with natural immunity. Reads in part, a new study from Israel, one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, claims that fully vaccinated people are significantly more likely to get infected with COVID-19 and develop symptoms requiring hospitalization than those who are unvaxxed and have the natural immunity that comes from catching the virus and recovering. The study comparing SARS-CoV-2 natural immunity to vaccine-induced immunity, reinfections versus breakthrough infections, examined medical records of tens of thousands of people between the dates of June 1st and August 14th, and is currently the largest real-world observational study to date on coronavirus immunity with respects to both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The study found that fully vaccinated people are 27 times more likely to be infected and develop COVID-19 symptoms than unvaxxed people with natural immunity. The study also found that fully vaccinated people are 8 times more likely to be hospitalized from a breakthrough infection. It's a textbook example of how natural immunity is really better than vaccination. You know, and this article goes on too, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be posted at the DougMichaelTruth.com website. I mean, this is incredible. We have all kinds of data now coming out all over the place that's showing unequivocally that people who have had the injection are getting sick. And again, I will say that when cold and flu season comes, we might see a massive outbreak in people that have taken this vaccine. And of course, they'll blame it on some new strain. And then all these asshole talking heads will get up there on the media and blame the people who were intelligent enough to not go and get an untested biological agent. And they're already doing that, as I've stated. Next piece I have, this is from Gateway Pundit. This is dated September 16th. It reads, here's the headline, exclusive, COVID whistleblower claims the VAERS reporting database tracking vaccine complications is wrong and undercounting by a factor of 100. Reads in part, Dr. Molly James, the courageous COVID whistleblower who has come forward denouncing the Biden vaccine mandates, has shockingly claimed that the VAERS system, the national database that tracks complications and side effects from vaccines, is so widely underused that the real number of COVID vaccine complications is more than 100 times what is currently being reported. If true, this means that the political decision to force vaccines on the public and on an entire industries could come with major, long-term, serious health consequences that are poorly understood because the political agenda is suffocating the scientific collection of data. Okay, this is a quote. I feel pressured not to use VAERS, and many of my colleagues confidently tell me the same, Dr. James said exclusively to the Gateway Pundit. Quote, they are scared of the politics of being outed, shamed, and ridiculed. It's easy for a doctor to lose their admitting privileges somewhere, and many know if they report something as vaccine side effect, they could lose their job. I just can't believe what I'm seeing over and over again, and I've decided to come forward because this is such a silent crisis of public health. People have to know how bad things are, and they need to know the real risks of the vaccines. Dr. James points to peer-reviewed studies and surveys that show the VAERS system is off by a factor of 100 and says this matches her own experiences. Dr. James estimated that in her intensive care unit in New York City, with a major medical change, she sees 30% or more who clearly have complications after having received the vaccine. Quote, there is clearly an increased risk of strokes, heart attack, blood clots, autoimmune issues, arterial issues, and neurological issues associated with the vaccine that are not being tracked because politics is demanding that the vaccine be considered perfect. The risks go all the way up to death. People are suffering major adverse reactions, and I have no doubt many are dying from these vaccines, but we can't discuss this openly without fear or political consequences. I have to speak out. Well, yeah. Because this is not about protecting anyone. It's about killing people and making masses in profits for these pharmaceutical companies and for BlackRock and Vanguard, apparently. And this article goes on, too. There's data, there's charts that show this massive increase. And this is just another, ladies and gentlemen, in the long list of people who have had the courage to come forward, be they doctors, nurses, epidemiologists, healthcare workers. And again, I applaud their courage. Anyone who's coming forward to warn people about adverse events, and especially anyone who's in the medical field that's doing it, you know, they're putting their careers on the line. And, you know, we need more courageous people to come forward. Okay, here's another piece I have. This is from vaccinedeaths.com, posted September 17th, 2021. The headline, total fraud. CDC allows hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated deaths. Yes, we know they've been screwing with the numbers all along with the faulty PCR tests. People with gunshot wounds were listed as COVID. They've been falsifying death certificates all over the world. And now this reads in part, the CDC have devised a set of rules pertaining to the classification of infectious disease and death. Hospitals and laboratories are required to follow these rules and report official COVID-19 data based on these rules. It appears that these rules were designed in a way to conceal the number of cases in the vaccinated and to conceal the number of deaths caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. These rules simultaneously inflate the number of COVID cases in the unvaccinated and allow hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated deaths.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
This medical fraud and morbid treachery allows the CDC to continue on with the false narrative that the nation is suffering from a pandemic of the unvaccinated. People who die from the vaccine are used as props to falsely advertise the need for more of these deadly vaccines. Suspicious CDC rules obfuscate hospital data, deceiving the nation. They've been doing this all along, ladies and gentlemen. When an individual receives their first dose of COVID vaccine, they are still classified as unvaccinated for several weeks after the shot. If they test positive for COVID in the month following the injection, they are officially registered as an unvaccinated case. They have to do this. They have to fudge the numbers to try to prop up their fucking imploding narrative. If the vaccine elicits physical symptoms of disease, this sickness is classified as a healthy immune reaction to the vaccine, or is advertised as a milder sickness compared to a hypothetical case of COVID. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, if you get myocarditis or Guillain-Barré syndrome, or if you die, that just means the vaccine's working. Even though there is no way to compare a vaccine injury with a hypothetical non-existent case of illness, vaccinated patients are told to accept this conjecture as fact. It doesn't matter how many drugs the patient needs to manage the pain after they get sick from the vaccine. It doesn't matter how many times the vaxxed patient needs to see a doctor or to seek the ER after being vaccinated. The vaccinated patient is told that these issues are much better than a potential COVID infection. Yeah. So people, again, I mentioned this earlier, people get the shot, they come down with it and say, oh, thank God I got the shot. I probably would have died. It's just absolute gaslighting. This article goes on too. CDC's COVID testing fraud creates an illusion of outbreaks in the unvaccinated. That's exactly what they're doing. And people are buying it. You know, again, you've got people that don't know, they have no knowledge beyond what comes out of the damn TV. And they think that they're well informed. Incredible.
COVID.
How dare you?
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Television is not the truth.
This is the last piece I have for today. Came across this last night, ladies and gentlemen. This is from WFLA.com. It's an affiliate, looks like, of NBC, it looks like. Here's the title. Vaccines in your salad? Scientists growing medicine-filled plants to replace injections. Well, glory be. Reads in part, vaccinations can be a controversial subject for many people, especially when it comes to injections. So what if you could replace your next shot with a salad instead? Researchers at the University of California, Riverside are working on a way to grow edible plants that carry the same medication as an mRNA vaccine. Yeah, let's poison the food supply now too. Sounds like a great idea. The COVID-19 vaccine is one of the many inoculations which use messenger RNA technology to defeat viruses. Well, no, what they do is they actually send a spike protein payload into the cells and shut down the immune system. They work by teaching. I'm not even going to read this bullshit. Fauci warns lack of COVID-19 vaccines could lead to virus mutation. Yeah, okay. Plants are capable of growing more vaccines. Geraldo and a team of scientists from UC San Diego and Carnegie Mellon University say the key to making edible vaccines are chloroplasts. These are small organs inside plant cells which help convert sunlight into energy. The world is totally insane. It's official now. Well, that's a little bit over an hour, ladies and gentlemen. Good place to leave it for the day. I want to thank you again for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I definitely appreciate your time and attention. And as always, it's nice spending time with you. Good to try to get back to doing this weekly. Just so many things. And I do them when I can, when I find the time. Actually, David and I are just finishing up a manuscript that we've written together. I want to get it out by the end of the month, but that probably won't happen. Most likely it'll be early October. And it's a short read, maybe just under 200 pages. And we're looking forward to getting that published. So as soon as that's available, I'll definitely let you know. And I really do appreciate, again, the patrons, the readers, and the listeners, and those of you that take the time to listen with an open mind. It's always appreciated. So thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll talk to you soon. I really do appreciate, again, your time and attention. So thank you very much. This is Doug Michael. And until next time, walk in peace and stay tuned for the Triggerboard Fanfare.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Vaccinate.
Bad idea.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
An epidemic.
Kobe.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Tony Fauci, the good doctor.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Kobe.
An epidemic.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.